This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday said U.S. President Joe Biden expressed his alarm and deep concern over the attempted assassination of Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico.
He and Dr. Biden are praying for a swift recovery, and our thoughts are with his family and the people of Slovakia.
Fico is in life-threatening condition after he was shot in a quote-unquote politically motivated assassination attempt when leaving a government meeting on Wednesday, the interior minister said. A 71-year-old man was taken into custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday told Chinese media he's prepared to negotiate an end to the Ukraine conflict on the eve of his visit to China. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official Xinhua news agency quotes Putin saying, "We're open to a dialogue, but such negotiations must take into account the interests of all countries involved in the conflict, including ours." Putin adds, "Moscow's seeking a comprehensive, sustainable and just settlement of this conflict through peaceful means." His trip comes as Russian forces have pressed their offensive in northeast Ukraine's Kharkiv region. China claims to take a neutral position in the conflict, but has backed Moscow in real terms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military has started moving a pier towards the Gaza coast, a U.S. official said on Wednesday, one of the last steps before the launch of a maritime port promised by President Joe Biden to speed the flow of humanitarian aid to Palestinians. The U.S. military opted to preassemble the maritime pier at Israeli port of Ashdod earlier this month due to weather conditions at the Gaza site, where it will now be installed. This is VOA News. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told a Senate hearing on Wednesday there are an increasing number of foreign actors, including non-state actors, seeking to influence U.S. elections, and Russia, China, and Iran are the most significant. Haines said Russia remains the most active threat to elections. However, she said the U.S. government's efforts to protect elections have improved significantly since the 2016 presidential election, and she believes the government has never been better prepared. Tens of thousands of people are taking to the streets of Tbilisi, Georgia, in protest of the parliament's passage Tuesday of what critics call a Russian-style foreign agent law. VOA Georgian Services' Ani Chikovadze has more from Tbilisi.
The bill requires any groups receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. The government says it's needed to prevent foreign interference, but critics call it a Russian-style threat to stifle free speech. Washington and Brussels say the actions threaten Tbilisi's relationship with the West. For over a month, Georgian protesters have taken to the streets in the largest rallies the country of 3.7 million people has seen since it gained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Ani Chikvadze, VOA News, Tbilisi, Georgia.
A landslide has left several people unaccounted for in central Kenya, Kenya's Red Cross has said. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The incident occurred in Kamende Escarpment, in part of the country hit by recent heavy rains. The Red Cross said in a social media post late on Tuesday that its personnel are responding. Joseph Gitau is the cousin of one of the people said to have been trapped.
There were four people all together, and three of them were slightly ahead of the other one who was behind.
Heavy rains and floods in Kenya since late March have killed at least 289 people and displaced 285,600, according to the latest government statistics.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump on Wednesday agreed to face off in two debates on June 27th and September 10th, setting up the highest-stakes moments yet of the race for the White House. CNN said the first debate would be held with no audience and would be moderated by anchors Jake Tapper and Dana Bash in the closely contested state of Georgia. I'm Joe Ramsey.